Bill Morris is with us, and he is part of the Save Our Sexton group. Many folks are aware of the economic challenges that school districts are having, and Lansing School District is having the same. They're contemplating closing more schools, and as a result of that, Bill wants to, and his group wants to make sure that Sexton doesn't end up being one of those institutions. Bill, thanks for coming back with us.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having us on.
All right, first question I got to ask you. Trying economic times, dwindling enrollment for the Lansing School District, old and crumbling buildings, and I know a lot about those buildings as I worked at Eastern High School for 5 years. Why shouldn't Sexton High School be closed?
Well, there's a number of economic reasons. Again, the school district is considering a right-sizing program, and we're not opposed to right-sizing the district. I mean, when I graduated from Sexton High School in 1985, there were over 120,000 people in the, in the greater Lansing area, and now we're somewhere around 80,000. And you have to have buildings that accommodate that population. Now, Sexton was built in 1942, as opposed to Eastern High School that was opened in 1928. When you look at trying to maintain a building over the course of, say, the next 20 years, maybe the amount of time it would take for the school district to actually put together the money to build a new high school, one that fits the needs for the future Lansing School District, you still have to keep the building that you have vital and active and interesting enough to educate the population that's in there. Sexton is a much better facility financially going forward than Eastern High School, and any right-sizing plan that Lansing School District is looking at is an Everett High School plus one, meaning if a high school were to close, it is between Sexton and Eastern. And so really the debate is whether one of these two high schools would have to close in order to meet the economic and the educational demands for the district going forward.
Well, Bill, why are you picking on Eastern?
You know, I don't pick on Eastern necessarily unless it's an athletic competition and it's because we're better. But, in all honesty, I mean, Eastern High School, Lansing School District in general, has produced several great people, great luminaries, people that have gone on to do great things. You know, I'm a proud graduate of Lansing School District, so I'm not necessarily dumping on Eastern. But we are talking about the school district for the capital city of the state of Michigan. We are not shining as we once were. When we came out in 85 with 20 valedictorians, none of them were paper valedictorians. I knew each one of them personally, and they were all real. Eastern High School, you know, had an amazing group of people that came out as well. You came out of Lansing School District, that meant something, and people knew that you could go to any college, university in the country and compete with any of those kids. Now, I'm not saying that our school district isn't producing stellar kids, but it's not happening at the same rate. There's still larger problems with the dropout rate. There's many, many issues being faced by this relatively new school board, and they are shopping around for a new superintendent. We want them to make the best choices going forward, because as the Lansing School District goes, so does the city of Lansing. If they make a poor choice, the whole city is affected by it, and the greater Lansing area. We need to put the facts and figures in front of them, and one of those facts is Sexton High School, going forward, is still the best option for the Lansing School District.
All right, but bottom line, I think you and your group acknowledge that a high school probably needs to be closed if you look at enrollment and cost of keeping schools open, and one probably will be closed.
Enrollment and cost are definitely a factor. I'm a former school board member myself, and I get it. I get the economics, and no one wants to have their high school closed. I mean, the people from Harry Hill didn't want their high school closed, and they were very passionate about trying to keep it open. So the bottom line is the Lansing School District is the only thing that has to endure. All these buildings could crumble to dust, but the Lansing School District is the only thing that has to go forward. One day, Sexton High School will close. One day, Eastern High School will close. How they close, and if it's better for the district, is dependent on the administration and the board of, and the Board of Education.
Now, Bill Morris is with the Save Our Sexton Group. But, Bill, I think if you read the press release that I received, I think that's the main point. And I want to read the first couple of paragraphs of that. The West Side Neighborhood Association, Sexton Parent Teacher Student Organization, and the J.W. Sexton High School Alumni Association will hold a press conference today at 11 a.m. at the Sexton High School Social Room to address the pending decision of the Lansing School District to close a high school. The event is a kickoff to a larger campaign to bring transparency and inclusion into the right sizing process. The present data and viability of right sizing, that seems to be, that last couple of sentences seem to be what maybe is at the crux of what we're talking about. Do you believe that you're not getting all the information that you need, and also that there hasn't been transparency in getting this information out to people?
What I believe is, over, let's say, the last 10 years, the Lansing School District has had numerous opportunities to deal with this issue in a more timely fashion. We believe that they're rushing to the decision now. Again, three new board members got seated this month. A new president for the Board of Education was elected, Myra Ford, who is a Sexton person, this month. And they're going to make a decision, or at least review the evidence, making a decision according to their reports published in the media this month. What's the hurry? They passed on the study that was commissioned by the then Board of Education, led by former Mayor Hollister, that basically said close Sexton, Eastern, and Everett and build a new high school that can accommodate all three. There have been right-sizing proposals in front of the district for over 10 years, and they've passed on it, and they've passed on it, and they've passed on it. What we're saying is, give us another year, hire your superintendent, let your superintendent lead that process to its natural conclusion, and in that way we can make an informed, intelligent decision for the entire district and the city going forward.
So the school board and perhaps the superintendent over the last 10 years have been kicking the can down the road.
The evidence would say that. The reports are out there. The information is out there. We have on Facebook, Save Our Sexton. We also have a website, saveoursexton.weebly.com. And, you know, we have the reports on there. The evidence is out there that there have been multiple proposals commissioned by the Board of Education in whatever incarnation over the last 10 years, over the last even 15 years, that have talked about closing schools, right-sizing, not redistricting. Right-sizing is closing buildings and making sure you have the buildings to fit your population and its projections. We're losing students to Holt High, or to Holt High School. We're losing students to DeWitt High School. We're losing students to East Lansing High School and Grand Ledge High School. I have no problem with these schools. I have no problem with their education process. I have no problem with people having the ability to educate their kids where they think it's best. I have a problem with them thinking that the Lansing School District is not best.
All right.
That's what I have a problem with.
Bill, two more questions for you, and then I have to make way for a break. And Dr. John Braccio. Number one, from your perspective, is the Lansing School Board serving parents, teachers, students?
That's what they're elected to do.
Are they doing a good job?
I say the jury's out. It's a new board. We'll give them a little time.
T.C. Wallace, is he doing a good job as superintendent?
Apparently the board didn't think so, since they decided to close his contract a year early.
Well, what do you think?
I think Dr. Wallace tried to lead the district as he could. He produced a report in 2008. I would say if a superintendent and the Board of Education aren't on the same page, regardless of what the efforts of one or the other tried to do, they're both going to be ineffective.
All right, Bill, you have an open forum here. Anytime anything new and newsy comes, shoot me an email, give us a phone call. We want to get you and your organizations on the radio. This is a topic we care about, and we want to make sure that we are fair and balanced in our reporting.
Tony, thank you. The Save Our Sexton campaign deeply appreciates the the platform that you've given us this morning. Please, everyone, pay attention, and I will definitely keep you informed of our next steps. We will be at the Board of Education meeting this Thursday, 7 o'clock, 519 West Kalamazoo, downtown Lansing.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you.
And that meeting is, that press conference is today, 11 a.m. at the Sexton High School Social Room. And that's part of the Save Our Sexton campaign.